The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
So here's the question this afternoon. If you were about to get a huge win in your life, but you had to share that win equally with someone else, would you take it? Or would you try and keep the win for yourself?
Ooh.
Because here's the thing. Do the names Hamish Kerr or Shelby McEwen mean anything to you? They were the gold medalists at the high jump now. They got the same height in the gold medal position at the Paris Olympics. They were both going to get a gold medal.
Yes.
All they needed to do was agree that we would both get gold. Okay. And then Hamish Kerr said, sure, I'll share my gold medal with you. And the other guy said, no thanks, let's have a jump off.
Yes.
And then he lost.
Ugh.
So that's the simple question to you this afternoon. Would you share the gold? Or would you push because you desperately want to be the only one? I'd share the gold.
Sportsmen, competitive, professional sportsmen are always, I would say, going to want to prove themselves in the position that they're in. So as ek nou met jou die goue medalje moet deel, gaan ek nie regtig bewys wat ek wou bewys nie. I wanted to prove that I could win the gold medal on my own, standing on that podium alone and you there by the second one.
Isn't that just the most glass half full, glass half empty thing you've ever heard? Because either it's I'm not the best because I'm there on my own, or it's I'm absolutely the best, I won.
With someone else.
But that's fine, we both did the same thing, we both won.
Maar jy het nie uit en uit gewen nie. You didn't win that gold medal, you shared the win of the gold medal.
What would you have done, Mackenzie?
I would have jumped.
Really?
I'm a Shelby McEwen.
You would have gone again?
I would have gone again. You play to win, right?
Ek dink jy is mal, my vriend.
Nee, eerlikbaar. As ek so ver kom as by die Olimpiese Spele, en hierdie twee oudjies is gereeld teen mekaar, want hulle is die twee beste in die wêreld. So at World Champs, at the Diamond Series, all of that, they are up against each other.
Maybe they're just tired of looking at each other's faces, fair. Maybe they've had enough of each other. When it's die oh, die hele tyd, I've got to do that extra half hour's training every single day because I know this oak is coming and I'm so tired of him and I just want him to retire so that I can be the winner.
Yes. I am Shelby.
You're pushing for the jump off.
I'm going to push for the jump off.
Oh, bro, if I'm in the gold medal position and it's locked up and in the bag, all we've got to do is take our shoes off and go and be gold medalists. Best you know, I'll be wearing that gold medal to Pick and Pay next year still.
But are you the gold medalist?
Yes,
you
of course.
One of.
Is my medal gold?
It is, but here is your medal just yours? It's not. It's yours and someone else's.
Yeah, the way I wouldn't care about that.
No, that's why you're not a professional sports person.
That's not the only reason. 0848500942. Are you jumping again because you want it for yourself? Or are you joining me? We're going to wear our gold medals together around the Brian. Just relax. Listen, we're talking about sharing a gold medal because that's what happened at the Olympics high jump. Two dudes, Hamish and Shelby, both went over the same heights. One of them said, cool, that's it, I'm done. We can share this gold medal. The other bra was like, nee, ons gaat weer spring. And then the bra who called it lost.
Apparently, let me also not give Shelby McEwen a bad name here. They both agreed to jump again.
I heard only one of them agreed.
That I saw an interview with them, or I saw an interview with Hamish, where he said, we kind of looked at each other and we both nodded, and that was an indication that we were going to do this jump off.
Was that the case?
This is what he obviously said that after the fact, after he was there with his gold medal on his own that he earned.
Yeah, but now if we're both there, we've both gone over the same height. We are both Olympic champions because that is how high we've gone.
Now I've been training for 4 years for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Every time someone looks up my name on Wikipedia, who won the gold medal for high jump? Oh, it was Roz and this other dude. No.
So is your name not there?
But it's not on its own.
But if I look up who won the gold medal and your name is not there at all because you jumped again and now you're a silver medalist, my bro. Is that the better outcome?
It's a better outcome because I put it on the line. I didn't do the least. I went to my maximum ultimate performance.
I'm jumping again. Definitely I'm jumping again. I don't share.
Thank you.
I don't share.
Thank
says.
You.
Meanwhile, Shirley's got lessons for Claudine.
Yeah, Rob and Ross, vandaag is ek team Rob. My mama het my geleer om te deel. Deel dan gewoon met Dania. Nou spring ek weer en dan kom ek sommer 50.
Now you jumped yourself clean out of the middle there.
No, you did what you came to the Olympic Games to do.
You're going again, really?
I'm going again. And I'm not alone here, hey? No, there's Roz, so I'm many things.
No, you're not.
There's the snowflake vibe of giving participation awards. And there's a winner, there's a second place, and there's a third place. There's no in between. Surely the guy, I'm with the guy that lost because, I mean, I'd rather lose and, at least say had the confidence in myself to actually go ahead and challenge for that actual gold because...
I can't believe he calls a gold medal a participation trophy. If you are both sharing the gold medal at the Olympics, by definition, we're not like awarding Oaks for just being there at vibes. This is a goue medalje.
For the same. Like, it's the same.
I genuinely don't understand this.
Johan is very much on your team. Johan sent a message, he's very upset with me. Ego, ego. Get off your ego high horse, Roz.
I mean, but Johan, honestly, the majority of the WhatsApp line agrees with Roz.
And I thank you.
The majority of people are all saying, listen, no, I'll go again. What if there was different amounts of money that you were going to win attached? And what if you had a sponsor lined up who was going to pay you an extra, I don't know, million whatevers if you were a gold medalist, but now you're a silver medalist, you only get half of that. Like, does that factor into the decision? Or is the glory the only thing impacting your decision?
As a professional sports person, you would go for the glory. It's not a team sport.
Maybe it's because I'm a soccer fan. We're used to draws. If there's a draw, then everyone's like, it's fine, they drew.
It's not a team sport. Did I high jump high enough to get a gold medal on my own?
Joanne, yes. If you and I both clear the same height and the Olympic gold medal is ours,
yes.
Are you really pushing me to a jump off? Is that what you want in your life?
It also depends on, like, if I've won a gold medal before, then I wouldn't push you to a jump off because I'd be like, oh, that's nice. You also deserve it. Because then if I get a jump off and then I beat you, then it's like, eh.
But again, if you push me to a jump off, then you might not get a gold medal.
Yeah, but I've already got one.
You already have one.
You see, so I've already. But I saw it happen.
So by your reckoning, yeah. Max Verstappen on a Sunday will go, nah. You
not
can
Max
win the
Verstappen,
race. I've got a championship. I've got three of them.
Please use another
cares?
Example.
I'm very not on Max. My own in this discussion at the moment. 0848500942. Are you going for the glory? We're going to put our serious music on. Because we're arguing today. Honestly, the whole studio was fighting when Marius was here for the news.
Yes.
And because it seems this is a very divisive issue.
It is.
Do you share your gold medal if you and the bra you're going up against did the same thing?
Yes.
Joe Mann says yes. Roseanne McKenzie says no.
Nia.
I say yes. The WhatsApp line on the whole says no.
Nia.
George says, hi Rob, if you want to share the medal, surely you must share the silver because not one of you won.
George, jy kan in daai stoel kom sit waar Rob nou sit.
You see,
jy het 'n punt.
The problem with that is that no one else went higher than you. So by default, you have won.
Exactly. You see, also, like, it is one of the people on the line there, awkward Brits, because otherwise, I don't want to hear it. You've never won a gold medal before, so what do you know?
Kayleen says, I agree with Rob. Either way, you get your own medal. You get to say, I have a gold. Plus, chose the type of sports person you are. Roz is having
Where's Mom Roz? Where's Mom Roz?
No, Mom Roz is not in the studio right now. Mom Roz is not here.
To win. Sometimes the other guy's better. No. We can't expect the Springboks to win every game. Where's Mom Roz
today? I'm getting a glimpse into competitive McKenzie fitness Roz, who's having none of this.
Wat ek probeer sê is, jy het so hard gewerk om te bewys jy is die beste in die wêreld. Dan moet jy die beste in die wêreld wees met iemand anders. As jy die geleentheid kry, take the chance, gamble it. Gamble it.
Really?
He took a gamble, it didn't pay off, but now we're talking about him.
What's next? All the marathon runners holding hands and crossing the line together?
Come on, Ryan. They didn't make the decision beforehand. That's just how high they could go.
Mm.
Like, if they could have won outright, they would have, I'm sure.
You were just talking about Mom Roz. My mom, all the way in London, is she just sent me a WhatsApp to say, I'll take the gold medal and run. She's like, I didn't raise my child like that. I didn't raise you like that.
Your mother is a smart woman.
Hi, Salma. I wil net sê, as jy weet, jy het reeds goud. Jy is seker daarvan jy het dit. Hoekom wil jy die kans vat om dit terug te gee?
Precies.
Because that's what you're trained to do. As a top level sports person, you want to win. Especially because jylle was dieselfde. Ek wil nie dieselfde wees nie. Ek wil daai 1 centimeter hoër as jy wees. En ek gaan my kans vat om dit te bewys.
I think it's very interesting that Roz sees that as not a win.
Mm.
And Joe and I see that as a win.
We both win.
We win. We've won.
You win together. I do not win on my own.
Interesting.
Okay, but see, you're an only child. That's the only explanation.
Maybe that's the actual split, Joe. Maybe all of us who are not only children, we're the ones who are like, yeah, it's fine, we'll share the gold.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
We'll share, we both win.
Maybe Joe's at the nail on the head here.
Roz is like, cross.
Roz has crossed her arms. She's not happy with
us. I'm not even going to. I have no rebuttal.
Listen, the WhatsApp line is on your side.
Truly, because there's a spul mense wat rarig hulle koppe reg aangeskroef het.
I'll be honest. I can't see any way that it's not a win if you've won.
It isn't a win. It's a share.
Touch says, gold medal is for one person and one person only. We can't be sharing.
Thank you.
Another only child.
Only children in the WhatsApp line is yours. 084-850-0942. Tell us why we're wrong.